We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Open up your Bibles. Going to be looking today at the book of Acts. Acts chapter number 28. We have the Apostle Paul. God used the storm and a shipwreck to bring credibility to the Apostle Paul. God uses storms to bring spiritual maturity in our life. God uses storms to bring credibility to our faith, to the truth of God's word, to revealing, the work of God in our lives. Storms are something that happen. We're always going to have storms. This life is not without problems. When I look at that account given to us in Acts 26, 27, and now 28, I'm reminded when the sailors took the lifeboat and thought they were going to save themselves. Many times professing Christians, when storms come, they look to save themselves with a lifeboat. By that, I mean, they feel like the Bible way, the Christian way, isn't working. And so they try something in the world. And as Paul said, you're going to end up worse. You won't save yourself. You better look to the Lord. And so we have a lesson. The lesson is, you need to be consistent in contending for the faith. Well, Paul was brought to an island called Melita. He was received with great kindness. All of the sailors were received. All the people on the boat were received in such a way. These people were called in the Bible barbarians. And yet they were kind to the people that got caught in the storm and lost their boat. But when the barbarians saw the apostle gathering wood for the fire, being bit by a poisonous snake, they came to the conclusion, this man doesn't deserve to live. Why, the storm almost got him, and now the snake surely will take his life. You see, there are a lot of people that live life by what they experience. You better beware. We have a whole nation that is trying to live life by what they experience. That's why political correctness in the popular opinion is so important today. It's interesting how people will take situations and problems and come to a conclusion. I've seen that in my lifetime over and over again. People say, well, this happened to me and therefore I know. Wait a second. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says we as believers walk by faith, not by sight. Can you imagine Daniel living life by what he experienced? I mean, he was taken into captivity. A little bit later, he was thrown into the lion's den. You would soon think that Daniel would have thought, well, God's against me. I must be just a wicked person and given up. But he didn't. Why? Because he trusted God. He got his eyes on God. Joseph, same way, sold by his brothers into slavery. Potiphar's wife lied about him, left in jail. But yet, neither one quit. They continued. You say, well, what was the thing that made the difference? They were men of faith. They had, you could say, great faith. You see, today, I look at the Apostle Paul and I say, there are lessons here for you and I. You see, if you know Jesus as Lord and Savior, then you know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Paul trusted the Lord. You could say Daniel and Joseph trusted the Lord. When there's struggles in life, stay focused on the Lord. Paul put it this way in 1 Thessalonians 5:16. He said, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Think about that. When things start to go wrong, when your life is falling apart, if you're saved, you can rejoice. If you're saved, you can pray. If you're saved, you can give thanks. For this must be the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Lots of times, God uses storms to bring credibility to faith, the truth, revealing God's work in our lives. But you must know Jesus. To know Jesus is to confess sin. To know Jesus is to trust the Lord and the work that he did at Calvary for forgiveness and for salvation and a home in heaven. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What's he say? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The thief cried out, I know I'm a sinner, but Lord, I believe you're the Savior. Well, we cannot let that which is temporal rule our life. Paul put it this way, for our light affliction is but for a moment. You see, the light afflictions, they're but for a moment, but they worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. What in the world is he talking about? Understand, the storms in life many times will get the attention of those that do not believe. My, we miss out on the opportunities that God allows us in the storms. Many times I know people that claim to be saved, and when a storm comes their way, they're looking for a lifeboat. They're saying, well, the Christian way, the Bible way isn't working. I'm going to try another way. Only to find out the other way is destructive. And you know what? It might bring a little bit of peace along the way, but it certainly isn't lasting peace. And in the end, what's left? Nothing but pieces. And when you look to that which is eternal, you've lost it all. I'm not saying you lost your salvation, but your children might. Children maybe never get a chance to see that there's God and Bible truth concerning sin and heaven. Well, once again, Paul, cold, wet, yet doing good. Isn't that amazing? Doing good. Say, well, he's gathering sticks. He's helping with the fire. You see, the Bible says that if you want to bring credibility to yourself, trust in the Lord and do good. Psalms 37:4 says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. But look at the very next verse. Psalms 37:6 talks about what God will do with your testimony, with your reputation. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, and thy judgment as a noonday. Doesn't get any better than that. You see, it's in the storms when the people around Paul noticed, this guy's different. Why, he believes God. And because he believes God, his life reflected the truth of God's word. And the people that stood by During the time of the storm, many believed on the Lord because of the storm and Paul's consistency in the midst of the storm. Let me ask you a question. Where does that leave you? Well, you first have to know Jesus. Second of all, now you have to live for Him. You're to be a light. You're to be salt. A light shows the way. What way are you showing? Hey, salt produces a thirst. A thirst for what? What are you producing a thirst for in your life for your children? Are they thirsty for truth, for Jesus? Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Or maybe you've already cast the boat to the side because things weren't going the way you thought they should go. You're going to try a different way. Well, remember, this is a lesson on having faith producing that which will last for eternity. This is Pastor David Warner. I'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mowbridge. 10 o'clock Sunday school, 11 o'clock worship service, 1:30 or afternoon service. And on Wednesday, prayer and Bible study. That's at 7:30.
For sending His Son.